to stay in the blessing of God. Do you ever wonder what it takes to be blessed of the Lord? Are you walking in the blessing of God? Do you have success in your life? Do you feel like God is for you and anointed your footsteps? Do you ever wonder how you can be sure and confident that God is at work with you to help you, to supernaturally give you the blessing of success you so desire? Here are some things I would like you to write down that will keep you in the blessing of God and on your way to great success in your life. Well, I want you to turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, and let's pick up our Bible study today as we find out that Moses has passed away, and now Joshua has some questions about whether God will be with him as God was with Moses, and what God expects of Joshua so that he can continue in the heritage of blessings and success of Moses. Now, it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross through the river Jordan, and all the people to the land which I am giving them to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you with all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor will I forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to the fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn to the right or the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. These are the things of God. This is the written word of God. And I just thank God for His word today, and I hope you love that reading of His word. The first thing I want to tell you is that God is ready and willing to bless you, but we must do what He asks of us. And that's what He asked Joshua to do. He asked Joshua to meditate on the Word of God, not turn to the right or the left, and he was going to help him and bless him. And if he would obey God, then God would bless him. Number two, we must understand as a Christian, our Heavenly Father has anointed and blessed our steps. You have the blessing of God on your life. You must accept it and be excited about it. Number three, that we do not need to fear man. God has promised to be with us. He says in verse 5, I will be with you and will not fail you or forsake you. This is a Bible promise you can stand on. Number four, be confident, be strong in the Lord, knowing that I am with you. Be courageous. Be strong in the career or the calling of your life. I will be with you and help you. If God is for you, who can be against you? God, the Almighty Creator, loves you, and He wants to be with you, and He will not fail you nor forsake you. Number five, read the Word and be a doer of the Word. Follow God's plans in His written Word for your life. Meditate on it every day, and you will be a success. Follow His precepts, the promises and ordinances of the Bible. Number six, continue in this walk each day with God. Honor Him, and He will bless you. My friends over the years and acquaintances have done well for many days. They have walked with the Lord. They've gone to church. They've done what they were supposed to do. And something got them sidetracked. Maybe they got busy in their business or their life, and they stopped going to church, and they stopped fellowshipping. They stopped reading the Word. My friend, don't do that. Every day, continue to walk with God, honor Him, and He will bless you. Number seven, understand that by walking with God and denying yourself, that you will walk into the promised land. I'm telling you, God's got a great life for you and me. Like Psalm 37 says, delight thyself in the Lord, and He will give thee the desires of thine heart. Remember, if you are denying yourself and walking with God, that He is going to take you into the promised land, the plan for your life that is the best plan for your life. And that, my friend, is how to stay in the blessing of God. Be blessed, my friend. Love you in Christ.
For more encouraging moments with Bobby Williams, continue to visit spiritofachampion.com.